Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Thanks for your company. This increasingly technological age is wonderful for radio. You can find out what voices look like by checking out websites. You can access transcripts of programs. You can even listen, as I mentioned before. But it also means I might bamboozle you with website addresses. So make sure you have your pen handy. This program's website can be found at womenofhope.com.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, .com.au. Check it out and feedback your comments on the contact link. You can also ring us on our new 1300 number. That's 1300 76 99 64. 1300 76 99 64. Women of Hope is entirely dependent on donations. Today we are tackling what can be a very difficult issue for people, facing death. But my guest, who has inoperable bowel and liver cancer, is courageously embracing each day as she looks forward to being with her beloved God in heaven. Pauline, when you wake up each morning, do you think, oh, I've got another day to live? How do you approach your world when you know that death is not that far away? I suppose what I'm trying to find out is there a sense of, oh, I'm alive today? Or is it that you know at the moment that each day you will be there the next day? Am I making sense?
Yes. At the moment I know that tomorrow I'll be here. I don't know how long that will last. But while it lasts, I will enjoy each day. When I'm sick, I think, oh dear, I'd love to be out of this. But you've got to be very sick to die, haven't you? And I want to die at home. I think about that. How I'll end my days, whether my mind will still be active as I end my days, and my think pattern still there, I think about that.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
Yes. I don't want to go out a zombie.
No. And yet you don't have any choice.
Well, no, I don't. The pain will get to the point where that we'll need to have painkillers, and how is that God honouring? And I think, well, I've had a heart valve transplant. God, I'd love you to take me out and via my heart. That would be nice. But when I first heard about it, I wanted to get in the car and drive off the nearest cliff. That was my first reaction. Oh dear, you know, both my sisters have died of cancer and different sorts of cancer. And I've been with them through their struggles. And so I'm not unaware of how you end. And so I thought, oh, you know, I just feel like getting in the car and driving off the cliff. And God said, I thought you said I could sustain you. I hear God, and he does correct me quite often.
How does he talk to you?
In my mind. I can hear him. I can hear when it's not him. I didn't get that overnight, by the way. I mean, I've waited on God for years, and yeah, I can hear him as a voice in my mind, or he'll give me a picture, and I hear him speak to me through the word. You know, I'm your refuge and strength, a great help in time of trouble.
And clearly he is what is sustaining you.
When I'm vomiting away, I talk to him and say, I'm not very wrapped in this. He says, I'm in this. And I think about what he's allowed his son to go through, and I think I've not going to have half of what Jesus went through. And he was with him the whole time, except that one time when he had the sin of the world on him. And I think I'm quite capable of doing that. He'll give me the strength. He gave his son strength. He'll give me strength.
Pauline, I've loved talking to you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Penny. I appreciate you.
And I wish you all the best in your ongoing battle.
Yes. Thank you.
And praise, obviously.
Yes. Bless you.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
We're born, we live, we die. We all know that. And most of us have no trouble with the first two statements. It's the last one we struggle with. What does it mean to die? And is there a life beyond this one? Ros Atkinson.
The other day, in an interesting conversation, a Christian friend of mine made a comment about going to heaven when she dies. Another friend suggested very nicely that she was being presumptuous to make that assumption. What do you think? Do we have to struggle to be good and wonder and hope that just maybe we might make it? Can we possibly know for sure that death in this life means a future in heaven with God? Among many claims about himself, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness because you will have the light that leads the way for eternal life." After he had fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. I assure you, anyone who believes in me already has eternal life." He said to Martha, who was grieving because her brother Lazarus had died, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die like everyone else, will live again. They are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish. Do you believe this, Martha?" He then raised her brother from death. Jesus said to those who were opposing him, "I assure you, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They have already passed from death to life." What do you think? Was my friend being presumptuous to have complete faith that when she dies she'll go to heaven? No, she believes, and so do I, that Jesus is who he said he was, and that he's faithful and will keep his promises. This gives us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow.
Death doesn't have to be something to be feared. In many ways, it is the ultimate letting go. But if, as Roz and Pauline have shared, you have a faith anchored in Jesus, God's Son, you can face death in the knowledge that there is more to come. If you would like to talk about this enormous question, please call our 1300 number, 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. Or you can email me, womenofhope@cwciaus.org.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, @cwciaus.org.au. Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey is a joint partnership between CWCI Australia and TWR Australia. I'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. Please join me then.